made for life.
Good evening. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: Health Minister unveils long-awaited ZAM support. Information: Minister praises media's role in strengthening Zambia's democracy and development. TikTok owner signs deal to avoid US ban.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalan. Minister of Health Elijah Muchema has officially unveiled the long-awaited Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA Board. Dr. Muchema announced the appointment during a press briefing held today at the Minister of Health headquarters in Lusaka. He said the appointment of the board marks a significant milestone in strengthening governance, accountability and efficiency in the management and distribution of medicines and medical supplies across the country. The minister noted that the new board brings together professionals drawn from government, professional regulatory bodies, faith-based institutions and the private sector, a move he described as critical to enhancing oversight and institutional performance at ZAMSA. Dr. Muchema expressed confidence that the diverse expertise of the board members will support ZAMSA's mandate of ensuring the timely availability of quality medicines and medical supplies for all Zambians. The newly appointed board members are Dr. Lisulo Walivita from the Minister of Health, Mr. Willis Chipanga from the Minister of Finance and National Planning, Mr. Kegan Mwape representing the Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, and Ms. Mutinda Ruth Monga from the Health Professionals Council of Zambia. Others are Dr. Ernest Mwila from the Church of Health Association of Zambia and retired Brigadier General Geshom S. Chungu representing the private sector.
Where we stand. You remember in May, we declared cholera free after 5 weeks of positive in many cases. Unfortunately, after that in September, cholera cases re-emerged from Mbrungu and the Kare. Mbrungu was of course imported and traded in Kabeja fish, but it managed to contain it. It will cut in the Mose and your business, it's a virus. I wish to inform the nation that the numbers, total numbers we had since that day were 612. Cumulatively, we are also 90.
ZESCO has broken ground on the Chisamba 100 megawatt phase 2 solar PV project, a strategic investment reinforcing its commitment to expanding renewable energy generation and diversifying Zambia's energy mix. Speaking during the ceremony, Minister of Energy Makoso Chikote says the solar projects are a clear demonstration of the government's unwavering commitment to transforming the energy sector. Mr. Chikote dismissed claims that the solar projects were politically motivated ahead of the 2026 general elections. He has emphasized that energy projects take time to implement and cannot be overnight. The minister noted that Zambia's heavy reliance on hydropower had exposed the country to climate-related challenges.
Brought a value beyond increasing generation capacity. It will stimulate local economic participation during construction.
That's the whole essence why I'm saying you have to read. That's the whole reason why I'm saying don't focus on the joint leader, let's focus on the leader that is going to change our country. As we move forward, the new dollar system will continue pursuing reforms and initiate and create enabling environment for the increased private sector participation.
And ZESCO Managing Director Justin Longo says the project, at a total cost of $76 million, will enhance supply reliability, support economic activity and stimulate local participation. He adds that the project will create employment opportunities aligning with CESCO's mandate to ensure energy investments benefit the country.
Brought the value beyond increasing generation capacity. It will stimulate local economic participation during construction, create employment opportunities, support skills development, and contribute to improve infrastructure within the project area. These outcomes align squarely with Zambia's mandate, with CESCO's mandate to ensure that energy investment translates into tangible social economic benefits for the country. These trickle down effects have been experienced before here in Samba during the construction of phase one, which commenced operations in June 2025, and those benefits are still being felt. They are here to stay. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen.
And Chisamba Member of Parliament Shush Kasanda has thanked Chief Jamuga for availing land for the project and has urged contractors to prioritize local employment.
We break ground today. Let us work together. Let us move forward to the brighter future this project will help create. A future with more reliable energy, more opportunities, and a better quality of life for the people of Chisamba and for all families.
Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mweto has praised the media for its critical role in strengthening Zambia's democracy and national development. Speaking at the Short Society of Zambia Media Engagement Breakfast and Awards Ceremony today, Mr. Mweto said the media remains a key partner in governance by informing, educating and empowering citizens to participate meaningfully in national affairs. The minister has commended journalists for their coverage of the major national events, including the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show and the Agro Import and Machinery Export, noting that such reporting promotes innovation, investment, and economic growth.
Through your reporting, you bridge the gap between the institutions and the citizens, promote transparency, and strengthen democratic governance. The coverage of events such as the 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show and the 2nd Agro Input and Machinery Expo is particularly important because these platforms showcase innovation, investment, opportunities, and the resilience of our agricultural and commercial sectors. By amplifying these stories, the media helps stimulate
Meanwhile, Show Society of Zambia President Rin Lawrence has commended the media for their strategic role in promoting the agriculture and commercial show and driving national dialogue on trade and investment.
It's about recognizing the media as our strategic partners. Your reporting, your features, your interviews, your photographs, the headlines, the live broadcast, and the online content which brought life to the 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show. You amplified its impact, extended its reach beyond the showgrounds, and ensured that the message of trade, agriculture, innovation, and enterprise reached every corner of the country and beyond. Your work does not merely inform, it shapes perceptions, it sparks conversations, and it drives participation.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Kelvin Chizanga has welcomed Zambia's staff level agreement with IMF, saying it brings credibility to the country's debt restructuring process. The agreement unlocks a prospective $190 million disbursement, marking Zambia's successful completion of the ECF program. Mr. Chizanga notes that the IMF support will help stabilize Zambia's balance of payments and reinforce reserves. He says the focus now by the government should shift to domestic institutions to sustain reforms and manage election cycle pressures.
First of all, the IMF final review symbolizes confidence restored and also looking forward to continuously work on the model of discipline, the physical aspect. So